News 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, April 29th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. Topic number one, of course, is Ukraine. Ukrainians have put up a tougher fight than pretty much anybody expected when this war began, but it appears that they may be getting some help from unexpected sources. In Belarus, their northern neighbor, where Alexander Lukashenko, their president, is an ally of Vladimir Putin, a covert network of Belarusian hackers, rail workers, and security force defectors have been interrupting the flow of supplies needed by Russian soldiers inside Ukraine. Food, fuel, bullets. In fact, it appears that this group was part of the reason why that 40-mile-long convoy that was headed for the capital of Kyiv stalled and was finally driven back. Ukraine hasn't won this war by any stretch, but they put up a much tougher fight than people were expecting. Now, we also learned earlier this week that the United States really doesn't know where the weapons we're sending to Ukraine for that nation to defend itself are ending up. CNN, a corporate media outlet, reported on Tuesday of this week that a lot of these weapons are going straight to the black market, some of them destroyed before they get off the trains, and others wind up in the hands of the Russians. According to CNN and its sources, this is due in large part to the fact that the United States doesn't have boots on the ground inside Ukraine, at least not officially. And so there's no way to track what happens with these weapons once they arrive. Now, let's just hope and pray that the answer to this problem is not to actually send American soldiers to Ukraine. But President Biden's solution isn't a whole lot better. He had a national address earlier this week, Thursday morning, to tell us why we, the American taxpayer, need to come up with another $33 billion in aid for Ukraine. This is supposed to last for 5 months, according to officials. It includes more than $20 billion in military assistance. Now, to this point, we've sent about $4 billion. Now, they're wanting to multiply that by a factor of five. $20 billion of assistance. As Politico's Christopher Miller pointed out, this proposal dwarfs the annual defense budgets of most nations on Earth. I mean, here in the United States, apparently, because we're the world's de facto reserve currency, we can just print more money and it's all good. We'll just send $30 billion in aid, including $20 billion in military assistance. No biggie, even though, again, that's more money than most of the nations on Earth spend on defense by far in any given year. The question that comes to mind is, how many billions before this proxy war between the United States and Russia becomes open conflict? Well, UK Foreign Secretary Liz Truss had a major foreign policy speech on Wednesday. She argues that the world needs a global NATO. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, in other words, needs to expand to the Pacific, the Indian Ocean, the Arctic, basically everywhere on Earth, because the world order created after World War II and the Cold War just isn't working anymore. And she also warned China that if they don't play by the rules, they'll get the same treatment that Russia is getting. Harsh language. This does raise a worrying question. Is Secretary Truss actually arguing that the UK should go to war with China if and when China decides to retake Taiwan? I mean, we are all in favor of the Taiwanese and the Ukrainians defending themselves against outside aggression. But when push comes to shove, do we really want to go to war with a nuclear-armed power for a nation that's in its backyard? Just as we were prepared to do when the Russians in 1962 tried to put nuclear weapons on the island of Cuba. Topic number four, the economy. As long as we're talking about Europe and its dependence on Russia, European gas prices, natural gas prices, surged by 24% Thursday because Gazprom, the Russian energy giant, cut off Poland and Bulgaria for refusing to pay for its gas in rubles, as required by Vladimir Putin as of last month. Well, benchmark European gas prices, responding to Russia's move, jumped 24%. That is their highest level in the month. It's seven times more than what those nations were paying just a year ago. Here in the U.S., the New York Fed's 2022 housing survey found that people believe they're less likely to buy a home if they had to move compared to a year ago. This is the first drop in that annual survey since the New York Fed started asking the question back in 2014, rather. At the same time, the Commerce Department Thursday announced that the U.S. economy contracted 1.4% during the first quarter. Now, that number will be revised several times in the coming months as more data comes in, so it doesn't necessarily mean we have hit recession but it was certainly far less than the consensus of a 1.1% increase growth expected by analysts. Topic number three, mystery hepatitis. This week we learned about a mysterious strain of hepatitis, liver inflammation, affecting children under the age of 10 around the world. The number of cases being investigated now is 200 worldwide, with 20 of them here in the United States, four of them in Wisconsin, where one child has died and another needed a liver transplant. What's odd is that when you look at the map here from the Daily Mail in the UK showing where these cases have been found, notice that they're all in Western nations or nations allied with the West, like Japan. I'm not saying that there's something nefarious going on here. It's just very odd coincidence, and I am not by nature a coincidence theorist. Topic number two, Elon Musk and Twitter. This week has been rather amusing, very entertaining, watching liberals' heads explode after Musk completed the deal for his $44 billion purchase of Twitter. Unhinged screeds and tweets, commentary by the talking heads on cable news networks, utterly devoid of self-awareness, basically accusing Musk of possibly getting ready to do the things that they themselves have been doing for the last 4 or 5 years. Liberals are openly calling for censorship now here in the United States, because apparently the idea of free speech, which by definition means allowing speech you disagree with, is dangerous. Might lead to crime think. Well, it's interesting to see the hypocrisy on display, but as I've said here many times before, being a liberal means never having to deal with cognitive dissonance. It is perfectly acceptable in a liberal's mind to hold two mutually exclusive ideas at the same time. Possibly unrelated, but probably related, the Department of Homeland Security here in the U.S. announced that it's creating a disinformation governance board to control narratives that they deem misinformation before the 2022 midterm elections in November. Again, is this dystopian or what? The Department of Homeland Security is creating a disinformation governance board to control narratives. According to Politico, this new entity inside DHS will focus on misinformation related to Homeland Security, focused specifically on irregular migration and Russia, end quote. Irregular migration is a nice way of saying people who cross the border illegally. Now, why would a DHS program focus specifically on illegal migration and Russia? There are no other threats to Homeland Security that DHS needs to be concerned about? No other areas of our political discourse where misinformation might lead to bad decision-making? Or are these just the two areas where Democrats are most likely to get pounded in the midterm elections? This office will be headed up by a woman named Nina Jankowicz, who previously served as a disinformation fellow at the globalist Woodrow Wilson Center and advised the Ukrainian foreign ministry as part of the Fulbright-Clinton Public Policy Fellowship. She also oversaw the Russia and Belarus programs at the National Democratic Institute. And I point out that the NDI receives funding from the National Endowment for Democracy, which is often a CIA cutout, the U.S. Agency for International Development, a CIA cutout, the U.S. Department of State, the federal government, and the Consortium for Elections and Political Process Strengthening, which is basically an umbrella group for the NDI and its Republican counterpart, the International Republican Institute. And the NDI also receives funding from George Soros' Open Society Foundations. Essentially, the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security, has just publicly announced it plans to propagandize, officially propagandize, instead of the way they've been doing it through CNN, the New York Times, and Washington Post. Coming up, how you can watch Skywatch films, documentaries for free, and because you can never be woke enough, big tech is bringing diversity, equity, inclusion right into your computer. That's next on the Friday Five.
Satan is setting up the end times beast system as we speak, but the church is fighting back. Skywatch TV is proud to present the David Heavener special offer. When you order David Heavener's new books, End Times Investigations with David Heavener and True Power from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Allie Henson and Donna Howell's jaw-dropping expose entitled Occultianity on DVD, where they detail how the complacency of the mainstream church has allowed it to be subtly transformed into a cult. With over 35 years as a Hollywood filmmaker with experience in mental health, David Heavener has very unique insights into the dark underbelly of the movie and television industry and is ready to reveal how the media machine as a whole is one of the main tools setting up the final beast system of the Antichrist and Satan himself. In his book, End Times Investigations with David Heavener, you will learn about the Hollywood mind control machine and the deep state's new media partner, the associations between antipsychotic drugs, shock therapy, and the film The Exorcist, the connection between Jeffrey Epstein, the Holocaust, and if German scientists are still doing Nazi-esque procedures today, and the demonic connection between Charles Manson, Jeffrey Dahmer, and many other demented criminal minds. Also included in this special offer, the new book True Power, a war manual for every soldier in God's army. In these perilous times, more are in danger of being deceived by lying signs and wonders than ever before. In True Power, you will discover the power of fearing the Lord, the origin of true power, if you ever sold or traded away your power, and the power of the Watch Warrior. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you will also receive Occultianity, how the End Times Church is forming now in preparation of Antichrist. In this exclusive DVD, Donna Howell and Allie Henson walk you step-by-step through the well-laid plans of an occult oligarchy who are, as we speak, advancing the way for the system of Antichrist, all while a silent, complacent church has forgotten the true power of the body of Christ and are inadvertently laying the foundation for the bloodiest cult the world has ever seen. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is a last day's warning that all true believers must have that will equip God's anointed with the knowledge and power they need to set people free from the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The David Heavener Special Offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, the DEI initiative comes to your PC. DEI, of course, diversity, equity, inclusion. That's buzzwords by the liberal left. It's woke speak. Google has launched its inclusive language function to help users eliminate politically incorrect words and expressions. This is being introduced right now to enterprise-level users of Google's Office software suite. It will include warnings and suggestions as part of Google's new assisted writing features in Google Docs. That's its equivalent of Microsoft Word. This will also include suggestions to replace words like landlord, for instance. You try to use the word landlord to describe a property owner who rents out his property, they will suggest that you rethink that because the warning states, it may not be inclusive to all readers. Similarly, Google will take issues with words like mankind, substitute humankind. The use of policeman and housewife will return warnings or suggestions that you replace them with police officers and stay-at-home spouse. Policing language inside your word processor. But this isn't new. Google is actually behind the curve. Microsoft rolled out a very similar function for MS Word 2 years ago. And earlier this year, added its diversity checker. That's what it calls it. Its diversity checker to its subscription service, Office 365. Call it MS Woke. Skywatch TV, just a couple of weeks away from our next virtual conference, this one called The Unveiling. And as part of this, not only do you get access to 24 presentations from world-class speakers, including some new faces, Tom Horn's documentary on the transhumanist goal of achieving virtual godhood through science, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn will be talking about his brand new documentary movie based on his written work. We'll also hear from new faces like Dr. Doug Petrovich, Mondo De La Vega, Zach Drew, and others. But on top of all that, you also get access to all five of the documentaries from Skywatch Films, cutting-edge films like The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's expose of the UFO phenomenon, The Secret Destiny of America, Tom Horn, breaking down the prophetic significance of the occult symbolism in the art and architecture of America's capital, and the award-winning documentaries Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. Also, Belly of the Beast, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of Antichrist's resurrection and return. You get access to all five of these feature-length documentaries with the two dozen presentations being compiled for the conference. Don't miss this opportunity. This is information that is critical for the hour in which we live. Find out more and register online, defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com, or easier yet, just scan the QR code here on your screen. During the month of April, which is almost over, just a couple of days to take advantage of this, for your gift of any amount to support the work here at Skywatch TV and our sister ministry, Whispering Ponies Ranch, we'll send you a copy of the novel Blood Lies. If you enjoy a well-told story with characters you can see with your mind's eye and learn something about spiritual warfare at the same time, then this series is for you. And this is our thank you for your support during the month of April. And I can vouch for the author. She's really good, as I'm married to her. Blood Lies, Book One of the Red Wing Saga. We'll send that to you if you're in the U.S. or Canada for your gift of any amount during April. Donate online at skywatchtv.com/donate. Or call us toll-free, 844-750-4985. We invite you to join us in Turkey this fall as Sharon and I lead a tour to some of the most historic and prophetically significant sites in the world in the land of Turkey. That's, of course, the location of the seven churches of the Book of Revelation. Jesus dictated letters for John to send to those churches. We will visit those locations and show you, teach you while we're visiting these sites, why they were significant, why certain things were in those letters. We'll visit Göbekli Tepe as well, one of the oldest known civilization or civilized settlements on Earth. And what's unique about that site is that even though it was settled at a time when most of humanity, according to archaeologists, were still hunters and gatherers, this site was not for mutual defense, not for farming. It was specifically a religious site. We will talk about that while we're there. We visit the underground city of Derinkuyu, where a second century church carved out of the rock 80 feet underground in the shape of a cross is located. Abraham's hometown of Haran, that's also on the tour. You can get a complete look at the itinerary and reserve your spot on this small, rather intimate tour. SkywatchInTurkey.com, SkywatchInTurkey.com, or see the QR code on your screen. Or if you've never been to the Holy Land, please consider joining us there next spring. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues Allie Henson and Donna Howell from the Simply His program from Skywatch TV, will be there from March 19th through 30th with an optional 3-day extension to Jordan, seeing all the sites that you want to see: Nazareth, Capernaum, Jerusalem. We will ascend to the Temple Mount. We'll also visit Joshua's altar, Shiloh, Bet El, the footprints of God, Argamon, El Ahwat, which was the fortress of Sisera, the Canaanite general who got the tent peg in his head. We'll explain why that's significant, why we're there. But we'll also visit Gilgal Rephaim, the mysterious monument, the wheel-shaped monument on the Golan Heights, and just a quarter of a mile from the newly recognized Serpent Mound of Bashan. It's in plain sight of Mount Hermon. You can see Mount Hermon on the northern skyline from there. It is fascinating, and we'll explain all of this while we're there. Don't miss this opportunity to see the Holy Land as only Skywatch TV can show it. Skywatch TV, or SkywatchInIsrael.com, SkywatchInIsrael.com, or scan the QR code here on your screen. David Heavener, very interesting personality, veteran Hollywood actor, writer, director, producer, and one who's seen the inside of America's Babylon. He explains to Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team as we discuss his two brand new books from Defender Publishing. Don't miss these discussions with David Heavener. He's seen what the cutting edge of our culture is putting out there as propaganda from the inside, and he's here to report on it. Skywatch TV's schedule is posted online, skywatchtv.com/channels, but of course you can just throw out the schedule and have us broadcast whenever is convenient for you, just by adding the SkyWatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, or you can carry us around with your smartphone or tablet. You've always got access to us that way. All of our video content, plus our podcasts, plus schedule of upcoming events and so forth. And by the way, I should mention, we are now, speaking of podcasts, we are now sending out our video through Apple Podcasts. So if you've got a Mac or an iOS device, the Apple Podcast app, go there, you'll find a SkyWatch TV channel in Apple Podcasts and our video content there. You can subscribe and then get our video content that way. So mobile app, Apple Podcasts, it's all right there. Again, the advantage of the mobile app is you also get the news the mainstream media wants you to miss and a schedule of our upcoming events. The app is free for iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, and we've got links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from SkyWatch TV.